I've heard you talk about all these different things you can do for a divorce, like mediation, arbitration, and the new one you mentioned, collaborative law. Can you talk some more about the differences between these options and how someone can determine what their best option is?
Sure, and thank you for your question and your call. I have to say, from the point of view of a consumer, as I mentioned earlier, things have never been more self-determined, but they've also never been more confusing. And so at the risk of having some judge out there get mad at me, sometimes judges don't understand the differences among these options.
That's interesting.
I'll start with arbitration because it's the closest to the court process. There, you basically have a third person you are hiring and contracting with, and you have the other party to the matter doing this as well, and basically saying, third party person, just like a judge, we're going to present our case to you, and at the end of it, you're going to render a decision. Most often in New Jersey, people do that. They make it a binding decision. So it's just like court. So we could call it private court, right?
Okay.
Unlike the public employee who the taxpayers pay for, the private people who go to an arbitrator, if they have lawyers, they're paying their lawyers. And if they choose the private method, they're paying the arbitrator. So that's arbitration. Mediation is also hiring a third person, but it's much less formal. It's done usually completely outside of the court system. Parties may never end up in court. If they do, they have a contract that says certain things, and maybe even they get some kind of a court order. But there's really, it's nothing decisional except for the party's own decision. So the mediator is somebody who's trained, hopefully, in some primary field like law or mental health practice or even accounting. They have a primary profession, but they also offer to sit with people and, to use a $5 word, facilitate the conversation, which means make it easier than it would be if that person picked up and left and the parties are left on their own to try to work things out. And if they're not getting along, they're not going to work it out.
Well, I was going to say, you have to have a certain amount of cooperation between the parties for a mediation.
You do.
When I got divorced, my ex didn't want to mediate, so she refused. She
right.
went straight to the lawyers.
Yeah, and that can happen. You know what? Yeah. But today, more and more, the lawyers themselves may be trained as mediators. So as I said before, one day I'm a representative of a person, the next day I'm a neutral, the next day I'm taking somebody to a mediator. Mm-hmm. So the system has really moved powerfully in the direction of these alternatives to dispute resolution through the court. The third one, the collaborative law one, is interesting because it's really kind of like they say, taking old wine and pouring it into a new bottle. The old days, you used to have what was called a four-way meeting, two lawyers, two parties, and you'd sit and talk through what's what. But at the end of the day, if the parties couldn't tolerate the deal or the lawyers didn't like each other, they would say, I'll see you in court. What
right.
this model is saying is, we're not going to a mediator yet. We're not going to an arbitrator. We're going to try this four-way method with a devotion to getting the thing solved, and neither party can go to court. Now, here's a good question for our caller and for any listener. What happens if that four-way meeting, even with the best of intent, does not materialize in a settlement? You have the other options available. You can bring a mediator in. Now you've got a five-way meeting, two lawyers, two parties, and the neutral. And if that doesn't work, you can also go to arbitration and say, you know what, instead of going to court, let's finish it off and have them make a binding decision. We're done. And this can be done in cases involving every aspect of family law: custody, parenting time, division of property, child support, spousal support, all the rest of it, and everything in between.
Well, who, I mean, you say the neutral parties, where are they coming from? I mean, I have my lawyer and you got your lawyer, right?
Those people would typically choose. You can go on the website of the New Jersey Association of Professional Mediators,
okay.
njapm.org. They have a list of trained people who are accredited by that organization, as I am. For arbitrators, probably a little harder to mm-hmm. find those people. Mm-hmm. But if you type in arbitration, family law, whatever, you're going to get some people around the state. I think the internet, quite frankly, has been the biggest boon to the practice of law that I've ever seen in 30 plus years of practice. We